Well, I hope that you find that answer helpful to you as you seek the Lord's mind about being healed, realizing that it's not always the Lord's desire to heal us. And let's go on to our next question now. What's the difference between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost? There is absolutely no difference between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. In fact, if you can access a Greek Bible, or even better, a Strong's Concordance, you will see that the terms are identical in the Greek. The Greek word for spirit and ghost is pneuma. For some reason, the King James translators decided to use these two terms to describe the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:4 tells us that there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One spirit. He may be called the Holy Spirit, as in Ephesians 4:30, or the Holy Ghost, as in Matthew 28:19. He may be called the Spirit of Christ, as in Romans 8:9, or the Spirit of God, as in Romans 8:14. He may be simply called the Spirit, as in Acts 21:4. There is only one Spirit, although he is called by several names. Ephesians 4:30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." This shows us that the Holy Spirit is a real person that can be grieved. As believers, we have been sealed with the Spirit until the day of redemption. This speaks of the day when our redemption is complete, when even our bodies are made perfect, when we are called up to join the Lord in the air at the rapture of the church, as we read in Romans 8:23. "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body."